This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From Mark 1, the beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. The first six words of Mark's Gospel prompt the question, how does the good news begin? John the Baptist comes preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, and many respond by confessing their sins. We soon read of Jesus being baptized, receiving the Father's blessing, and then being sent to the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. Jesus resists the devil so effectively that Satan leaves him. Then Jesus begins preaching that the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. The gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is that our Creator so loves us that He provides a way out of our miserable life of sin through belief in Jesus. Before we can be saved, we have to admit we have been sinful. And when Jesus calls us to follow Him, we have to leave our old life of sin behind. So He tells us, repent, which means turn around, and believe the good news that God has made salvation possible. Then He says, come, follow Me. Lent is a good time to go back to the beginning of the good news, recognizing that we are still capable of sin even though we believe and follow Jesus. His Spirit is working in us, but in this life, we are not yet made perfect. Are there any sins you need to repent of today so that you can follow Jesus more faithfully?
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.